Today's mitzvah is Mitzvah Peivav, Mitzvah 86, Shaloli Shava Ba'avodazara. Says the Sefer HaChinuch as we continue towards the last couple of mitzvahs of Parshas Mishpatim. Shalom Nishba B'Shem Avodazara Afilu La'ovdeha. We are not allowed to swear in the name of an Avodazara. I swear to blank, even if I'm swearing to people who worship this God, and even if I know it's meaningless, and I know it's foolish, and I don't think anything by it, I can't mention the name of an avodah zarah in an oath. V'lo nashbia l'goy ba, and I'm not allowed to make a goy swear to me with the name of it. Nashbia l'goy ba, shenemar, as the pasuk says, v'shem Elohim achirim lo saskiru. Do not mention the names of other gods. U'bechlal ha'askara shamanu bein nishba bein mashbia. Included in this Isser is whether swearing or causing others to swear. That is number one. If you look in the Rambam quotes this in Lo Saaseh Yud Dalet. So it's pretty early in the Lo Saaseh. We mentioned in the past there's no specific order that the Rambam has. The Rambam just has clusters of mitzvos and averos. So after he has a couple of defining ones at the beginning, so mitzvah Yud Dalet and Tezvav are the next two right here. Yud Dalet says, Iranu mehi shava b'avodah zarah v'afilu lo v'deha v'chein lo yashbiyo osam b'kmo shabiru lo b'amram lo tashbiya l'goy b'yiraso. And that's the quote, the pasuk from here, Mishpatim, v'shem Elohim achirim lo saskirish lo tashbiya l'goy b'yiraso. There is a foil, there is a parallel to this mitzvah as well. This is the isser of swearing in the name of an avodah zarah. The Rambam and the Chinuch themselves count a mitzvah to swear in the name of Hashem. In the seventh mitzvah zaseh, that's very early. We mentioned that what are the mitzvahs I say at the beginning of the Rambam? We have believing in Hashem and Yichud Hashem, Avas Hashem, Yiras Hashem. Davening is number five. Number six is being close to Talmidei Chachamim. And number seven, Shetzivanu lihishava b'shmo yitaleh. We are commanded to swear in the name of Hashem. Kishenitz tarech lekayim davar min advarim. When we need to affirm something, o lahachisho, or to deny something. Kibazeh hagdula l'shem yitaleh v'kavod v'iloi. Because this reflects greatness that we feel to Hashem and praise and kavod. As the pasuk says in Vo'eschan and Ekev, uvishmo tishaveya. In his name you shall swear. The Rambam thinks that is a mitzvah asay deoraisa. Ubebir amru, that's what he quotes at Gemara in Shavuos, Taflamene, Amra Tori Shava Bishmo, the Amra Torati Shava. Gemara continues. So today's isser is not swearing in the name of an avodah zarah, but the Rambam counts as a separate mitzvah asay, swearing in the name of Hashem. The Chinuch points out, you have to look at the Chinuch. The Chinuch points out that the Ramban there, you don't have to need the Chinuch for it, but the Ramban says there, he argues on the Rambam. He says, what do you mean there's a mitzvah asay to swear in the name of Hashem? No, it just means if you're going to swear, don't, it's a lava ba mechlal asay. Meaning the isser is to swear in the name of an avodah zarah. That's what today's isser is. And the parallel of that, that's not a separate mitzvah asay. And so the Ramban says right here, umizvar bizeh she'ena shvuot b'shmo be'is atzor chova. Umitzvah asay abo reshusu. If Bezdin makes you swear, Bezdin says, modu b'miksas, you have to swear. So you swear. That's a mitzvah asay daraisa, to swear in the name of Hashem. Says the Ramban, no, you have to do it, because that's the situation. That's part of the mitzvah of Toveya Benitan. That's the part of the mitzvah of Shomrim, as we've seen before. Avol Rishusu biyadeinu im tanoim rabim, v'kosev hazeh eino mitzvah elo Rishus, shelo kedivrei harav. There was a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban, whether swearing in the name of God is a mitzvah aseh. The Chinuch, as he always does, in the end of Parshas Ekev, Tof Lamed Hey, holds like the Rambam, Lehishava Bishmo Baruchu, Be'eshin Itztarech, to swear in the name of Hashem when needed, Lahachzik Ulekayim Davar Ulaharchiko, to strengthen or to deny something that's needed. The overall example, Rasul Lehishava Bishmo, let's say somebody doesn't want to, let's say somebody in court, this is how the Chinuch understands it, this is how the Rov Rishonim understands it. According to the Rambam, if somebody's in court and Bezin says, Modem Mixat, swear. The guy says, I hate swearing. I'd rather pay, and he pays. According to the Chinuch, he's Mevatel Mitzvah Aseh Daraisa. Because the Rambam says, you have to swear B'Shem Hashem. Bitel Aseh Zelodas Rambam. Of all Rambam Zal says, no, you're not Mevatel the Aseh. That is how the Pasha says, Ki Inyan Sh'amu, Amr, he quotes a Medrash, Rabbi Tanchuma, Amr HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. Okay, he quotes a Medrash. If you look in one of the Nosei Kalim on the Rambam, Ramban, and Sefer HaMitzvot, the Kinas Sofrim says, I can't believe that. I can't believe that if you're a Bezdin, and Bezdin says swear, and you say, instead of swearing, I'd rather pay. I can't believe that. That's a bitul asay. All over the Gemara, you have shilim v'lo ratzeli shava, the beginning of a mafkid. Shilim v'lo ratzeli shava. He chooses to pay. He's mevatel a mitzvah? That's not what the Rambam's talking about. That's not what Chazal meant by swearing in the name of Hashem. Everything in Beis Din, that's not under discussion. That's part of the mitzvah of Beis Din. What's happening in our... He says, "Vani ba'anyi niflesi hafla v'fele al havanas harabanim hamuvhakim dila'el b'kavanas harab d'mi'ayin yotza lahem liyachis al harab." How can you say that's what the Rambam means? Uvishmoti shaveya means in Beis Din? No! Vadei svara zarehi ad ma'od. I can't fathom it. Really, the mitzvah is here. It's outside of court. Outside of court. You have to swear when you need to swear about something, or when you want to swear about something, mention Shem Hashem. But not that. Like, if you shouldn't swear, maybe, but if you want to swear, do with Shem Hashem. You don't have to eat meat. If you want to eat meat, you have to do shechita. It's a situational mitzvah. But don't say that if you're in court, then that Rambam is not talking about that type of shvua. That's an important ha'ara of the Kinas Sofrim related to this machlokas. So that is a machlokas. That is the team mitzvah with today's mitzvah. So again, today is not swearing in the name of an avodah zarah, and the other one that goes with it is swearing in the name of Hashem. There is an ancient minog, though the Rambam quotes this as a mitzvah, there is an ancient minog quoted by many, many rishonim and achronim, not to make any oaths, period. Even true oaths. Even MS, the Pardes Yosef, if you want to look up a list of Midrashim, the Pardes Yosef on Parshas Vayetze, where it says, Vayishava Yaakov b'pachad Aviv Yitzchak. Yaakov swears in the name of Aviv Yitzchak, right, by Hashem. So he quotes various Midrashim that talk about the minog of not even swearing MS. He quotes a Yalkut Shimoni. Kol misha nishpa ala sheker l'chaveiro, sofo latzis reikam. If you swear falsely to your friend, you're going to be empty. You're going to lose all your nechasim. Rabbi Yona Amar, afilo ala MS. Supposed to stay away from oaths, from swearing, even truthfully. The Sefer Chassidim writes, in Tuf Yud Ches and Tuf Yud Tes, Yehudi Echad Hayim Mechuyev Shvua Lagoy, Omer Ma'ese, Mishava Be'emes, Otsi Kasvi Miyadu Shvuas Emesh. Should I take a Shvua? Should I not take a Shvua? Sefer Chassidim says, better, even if you have to give away a lot of money, not to swear even Emes. And he quotes, Ki Kama Krachim Nechrevu Aver Shvuas Emes. Even if somebody says, I swear, we're not supposed to do that. That's the ancient minog. That's not one of the Los Aseis or Aseis, but that's the ancient minog quoted already by the Rishonim. L'kach yizor adam shlo yasam asam adam ragoy. We'll get to that. And then he quotes the next one in Tuf Yud Tes, Yehudi Echad Ha'alil Olav HaGoyim. The Goyim made terrible claims about a certain Jew, and he had to swear, even Le'emes. And he came to Rabbi Yehuda Chassid, and he says, Ani mitzta'er shenishbati, afo pi she'emes nishbati, u'bal korchi yutzrachti lishav, and I have to swear, k'dei sh'lo yamisu osis, they don't kill me. Still, it doesn't matter, says the Sefer Chassidim, it's better to not swear even emes. And if somebody thinks this is just a Sefer Chassidim, we don't paskin like many Sefer Chassidims, the Chassam Sofer himself, based on a Ramah, Chassam Sofer himself. If you want to see the Ramah first, let's go in order. The Ramah quotes this in Simin Kuf Nun Vav. The last siman in Hilchas Beis HaKnesses, the Ramah has Masu Matan. You know, the Shulchan Aruch quotes in chronological order. All of Chelek Aleph, the beginning of Chelek Beis is the regular day. I wake up in the morning, Netilas Yadayim, Hilchas Tzitzis, Hilchas Tfilin, Pesukah the Zimra, Tfila. And what happens after Tfila? Hilchas Kriyas HaTorah. And then Halachas of a Shul, and then you go out to business. That's what you do after Yadavin. So then, and then he has the Halachas of Su'uda. But there in Kufnun Vav, one siman, one si'if of Hilchas Masu Matan, says the Rambam, says the Ramah, V'yizoher milahazkir shem shemayim levatala. When you go out into the world, make sure don't say shem Hashem for nothing. Shebachal makom shaskaras Hashem mitzuya, misa mitzuya. Whenever shem Hashem is common, then terrible punishments can be common. And then the Shulchan Aruch continues. The Shulchan Aruch first. V'yizoher milishava afilu be'emes. Shulchan Aruch says it beferish. Be careful not to swear, even truthfully. We're not supposed to swear, says the Shulchan Aruch. She'elef ayaros hanoi liyanei amelech. Yanai had 1,000 cities, says the Medrash. V'kulam nechrevu b'shvil shayin nishvam b'shvuas. Because they have the habit of making oaths, even though they were truthfully. Avo b'shayim mekayimit, O son. Even though they were mekayimit, still, the Shulchan Aruch says, this is not something that we should be involved in, and that is the ancient minhag. And the Chassam Sofer, last source related to this, the Chassam Sofer says, again, the mitzvahs that we're talking about is not swearing in the name of Avodah Zarah, and swearing in the name of Hashem, but the Achroda, the Sefer Chassidim, and the Ramah, and the Chassam Sofer all say, just don't swear. Shvuas are not appropriate. This is in Choshen Mishpat Simin Tzadik. The Chassam Sofer was asked, Nishalti meis kvot taraso. Minaha milsa. What's the source? Is there a source? Derogel al shonenu, that we always say, that filu shvos emes aveirahi. Where is it? We tell our kids, don't swear. I swear. Right, telling the truth that our kids, the children are fighting, or people are fighting. I swear, I'm telling them, I swear. And we say, don't swear. So somebody says, where does it say not to swear? The right, somebody can quote me, the Rambam says it's a mitzvah to swear. Ubishmoti shaveya. So is there a source anywhere, an early source, this person asked Chassam Sofer, that one shouldn't even swear truthfully? So he quotes, yes, there's a Sefer Chassidim, yes, there's others. So he says, Ne'emanim aleinu divrei Chazal. Says the Chassam Sofer, Chazal's words are true. Mikol makom like a milsa de la Roma's bikra. There is nothing that's not hinted to in psukim. Ve'ein lahavim shas, and don't quote me this gemara, that gemara, because I don't think it's mefurish in shas anywhere, but I think it's a mefurish pasuk in Koheles. Koheles. Chassam Sofer nu tanah called. So the Koheles, the chsiv. The pasuk says there in Perek Tes, Hakol Kasher Lakol Mikre Echal Atadik Balarasha. This is one of the psukim that the Gemara tells us Koheles was on the border. The Chazal might have left Koheles out of Tanakh. There are a couple of svarim that we know where there was a machlokes, there was a controversy whether it should be canonized or not. Should it be put into Tanakh? Shir HaShirim was discussed. Koheles was discussed. Mishlei. Couple of svarim, I don't remember all of them. So he says, this is one of the psukim, because some of the psukim seem heretical in Koheles. This pasuk says, the same thing is going to happen to all people. La tzadik v'la rasha, la tov v'la tor, la tameh l'zoveach, la asher einenu zoveach, kitov kechote, and then obviously it was left in, because we just have to understand it better. But the end of this pasuk says, katov kachote, like somebody who does good, like somebody who sins, kinishba kasher hashvua yarei, like somebody who swears, or somebody who is scared of swearing. So who is that referring to? Somebody who swears, somebody who's scared of swearing. Says the Chassam Sofer, can't be somebody who swears falsely, because the previous phrase said, achote. If you swear falsely, that's a chote. So who's this, if you swear, if you don't swear? Says the Chassam Sofer, must be talking about people who swear truthfully. But the first phrase in the pasuk is a chote and not a chote. El al karcha chroi mairi meharogeli shava be'emes. Ve'inenu begeger chote. That's not a chote. Vasher shvua yare. Or somebody who swears, scared of taking shvuas. Pareshat mo bilu shava klal afilu beemes shlo yovachas v'shalom lidei shvuas sheker. That's the remez. The remez of not even swearing truthfully is a pasuk in Koheles in Perek Tes. That's the gavos of Chassam Sofer picking up on that ha'ara in Koheles. Okay, let's get back to the chinuch now. So that is all part one of the mitzvah: not swearing in the name of an avodah zara, and not causing a goy to swear in the name of an avodah zara, not being mashpia him. The yesh befarshim kedidus the chinuch. Others say sheikar lavze eno ba elaba os. Some say, based on the Gemara, this is talking about going into business with a non-Jew. Umar Vicho, the Azulamode, where I cause a guy to get some profit, and that he's going to thank his God, Bekaavar Alosas Kiru. Besides the fact, the Minchas Chinuch points out, besides the fact that we're going to violate Lifnei Iver Lositin Michshol, causing a guy to mention an Avodah Zarah and thank his God, which is one of the Sheva Mitzvos Bnei Noach, besides that, there's a specific Isser. Losas Kiru, V'shem Elohim Achirim Losas Kiru. It shouldn't be mentioned. Klomar, Tazkiru is Hifil, causing it to be mentioned. Klomar, Shalo Yaskirim Achirim Alderach Haskara Hasur Elohim. Tahainu Adas La'avdam. Shu Asur Af Lahem Gamkim in HaTorah. Shebnei Noach was Haram Avodah Zarah. When I cause a guy to do Avodah Zarah, that is this Isser of Shem Elohim Achirim Lo Saskiru. Based on this, or this is based on the Gemara Sanhedrin, on Daf Samach Gimel. The Gemara says that a person, we're not going to get into the halacha l'maisa elements, at least totally, but some of it we will. The Gemara says, Asur lo adam sheyase shutfis im ovid kochavim. A Jew and a non-Jew are not allowed to be partners. Wow. But what are you going to do about many, many businesses today? So we're not having a halacha l'maisa shir about this topic now, but just get the point. What's the reason for the Gemara? Shema yischayiv lo shvua. Maybe you will have to swear, or your partner will have to swear to you. V'nishba b'avodas kochavim shalo. He's going to have to swear to you, and he's going to swear in the name of his avodah zarah. V'hatara amr li shama pichle. The Torah says he's not allowed to do that. So the Gemara says, you're not allowed to have shutfis with a guy. So how is it, Bizman Azad, that many people start businesses and are in business with a guy, they have partners? Says Tosis right there. Omar Rabbeinu Shmuel. The Rashbam says, Kol Shekein Shvua Atzma Din L'Kabal Himenu. And if he has to swear, don't accept the Shvua from him. Don't let him swear. Then Rabbeinu Tam says, Mutzu L'Kabal Shvua. You're allowed to be accept the Shvua. And then he says, Mikol Makom Bizman Azad, Kulam Nishbam B'Kajam Shalem, Min Tosu Men Elokus. Elohus. He says, nowadays everybody swears. Tosas, 800 years ago. But like they're talking, nowadays we all accept Shavuos. They mention their gods. Ein ze shem avodas kochavim. No, that's not really Avodah Zarah. Why not? Gam daitam la'osa shemayim. They also have Hashem in mind. When they say, I swear to God, they have Hashem in mind. Even though they combine something along with God, they say, I swear to blank. Maybe we'll talk about that in a minute. There's only an issue to cause a goy to swear to an Avodah Zarah exclusively. But if I cause him to swear in shituf, which is, right, believing in Hashem and something else, I make that the shituf, that's not an Avera, and the last line of Tosis is crucial. And there's no lifnei iver because bnei noach are not musar on this. What does Tosas mean? Bnei noach are not musar on this. So that same shulchan aruch that we read before, the Ramah says that bisman hazeh you're allowed to go into business with a guy, and even if he swears in the name of a god, in the name of something else, no problem, because the Ramah says einam musharin al hashituf. Is there an iser for a guy to believe in God and something else? The Ramah says, according based on this Tosfos, how he understands the Tosfos, no problem. That's the Ramah, Einam Musharim Al Hashituf, and that's why you're allowed to go into business with a guy. Others might say the whole issue doesn't apply anymore, nobody's swearing to their gods, Avodah Zarah. Again, not Halacha L'maisa now. The Noda B'Yehuda, though, in a Tshuva, argues in this Ramah, he says, what are you talking about? There's a different shot in the Tosfos. It does or doesn't mean that they're not in Mitzuvah on Shituf. Maybe it's saying something, but believing in Shituf, believing in what we would call Christianity today, which is Shituf, they believe in God, but they also believe in other people that were gods. So that, says the Noda B'Yehuda, is for sure Avodah Zarah. And it will be usher for us to cause them to make such a shvua. Okay, so that is an important discussion about going into shutfis with a guy, which is based on this pasuk. Shem Elohim Achirim Lo Saskiru. Let's continue a little bit. Va'odo Sifu Zechorno Levrach Archaka. There's another isser included in this pasuk. Vamer B'Sanhedrin Shelo Yomer Adam L'Chaveiro. Shmar Li B'Sad Avodah Zarah Plonis. I should, if I'm meeting my friends, I shouldn't say, you know what? Let's meet in front of the church. Now let's not let us say that. That's an Isser Daraisa, part of the Isser Daraisa of just mentioning. We'll get to that more in a second, but just mentioning it. Mentioning an Avodah Zarah. That's also included. So you have swearing or causing an oath. Number two, going into business with a guy. That was a Durabanan based on this Isser. And number three, mentioning it. It's at least a Durabanan. Mentioning it in the context of a sentence. Misharshi HaMitzvah, what's the shorish behind this mitzvah? Laharchik kol inyan avodah zarah bein b'maisa bein b'dibur, to distance anything that having to do with avodah zarah in our actions, in our speech, ad shelo yala zichra b'laveinu la'olam, as so that the zikaron, and it doesn't come up on our hearts or on our lips. We mentioned in the past the fascinating ha'ara. I heard this first from Rav Melech Shechter. Melech Shechter points out that if you look in the Parsha Shlach, where Moshe Rabbeinu obviously sent the Meraglim come back, Kalev and Yeshua, the only ones that don't give in. And the pasuk says, "Vayahas Kalev es ha'am el Moshe." Kalev silences the am. And what does Rashi there say? Because Kalev says, "Do you know what this Moshe Rabbeinu did?" And they say, "Yeah, what'd he do?" And they thought he was going to say, "Oh, he did terrible things." But really, he says, "You know what he did? He took us out of Mitzrayim and he crossed the Yamsuf. He did everything." Why did they think, Esther Malach Shechter, why did they think that he was going to say something bad? He was a tzaddik. Why did they think? Look at the language of Rashi. It's meduyik. Hashomeya hayasavar shabalasar begenusa. Why? Because he said, v'chizu bilvad asalanu ben Amram. He didn't say the name Moshe. If you can't say somebody's name, saying somebody's name is acknowledging the person, is machshiv the person, shows a certain level of connection. So he didn't say. He said, you know what ben Amram did to us? They said, yeah, what? Right, that's chashivas. When we call somebody by his name, maybe that's why little kids call each other by their last names. Why? Because they don't have as much connection. It's the last name, but you call somebody by their first name, by their given name. That's Ba, right? Ben Amram, and he was also medayikin in the haftorah for Machar Chodesh. And Machar Chodesh also in the story of Yehonasan and Shaul. Shaul keeps saying, "Where's Ben Amram? Is he coming to the meal? Ben Amram's going to take the malchus. Ben Amram, this I'm not Ben Amram. Ben Yishai, Ben Yishai, Ben Yishai." And Yehonasan, every time he says it, he calls him David, and Shaul calls him Ben Yishai because Shaul couldn't stomach him. Shaul hated him. He wanted to kill him. And that's meduyik. So that's maybe what's behind this discussion. We mentioned this in a Haggadah Shir a couple of years ago when we said, what's the difference between a tzaddik and a rasha? Right? A tzaddik mentions Shem Hashem and a rasha doesn't. And this is the depth behind that concept. Okay? That not to even mention an avodah zarah, not to have any connection. Vish gichra abasinu zechronu levracha v'amru shebimem dalad mekomos his hiranu ha'torah le'el erov mi'usa. Many, many places in the Torah it warns us about avodah zarah. Midini HaMitzvah. Let's get to one or two more points. Midini HaMitzvah. Mashanam Sha'amru. Shafilu Lahazkir Shem Avodah Zarah Shelo B'derach Shvuah Aser. To mention the name of an Avodah Zarah, even not in the context of an oath, is Aser. So to say, I swear to God, we just said, that's inappropriate. That's the Chassam Sofer, that's the Shulchan Aruch. But what about just mentioning, in some other way, mentioning the name of Avodah Zarah, that's also Aser, part of this Iser. So this comes up, right, the in the Ma'oros Hadaf, which I said, according to the past, some of the Daf Yomi pages that come out, on that Gemara and Daf Sama Gimel, it has a discussion, what about saying the name of the starter of Christianity, JC, mentioning that name. So they're Mechalik, he quotes one of the earlier poskim, he quotes from, where is it? I have it here, Rav Azriel Hildesheimer, he quotes that maybe there's a chilik between the first name and the last name. To say the word Jesus, that was a person, that was his name. So that's not. But saying the second name, and saying his name with that name, that mamash could be a violation of the Sissa Daraisa. Because that's the name, that's Weth the Chinuch. Afil Lahaskir Shem Avodazar. That's, they make him into a god with that second name. The first name, that's not making him into a god, that's his name. But the second name is right. The Minog is not to mention either. The minhag, but at least al pi din, there might be a chiluk between the first and the second. Again, we've spoken in the past about Christianity being avodah zarah, Islam not. According to the Rambam, has that chiluk because Islam believes in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but that is an important ha'ara. Vishakol avodah zarah, continuing, aksuva b'sefer yakodesh mutar lahazkir shma. Any avodah zarah mentioned in the Torah, there's obviously not included in this iser, right? Baal pa'or, baal nevo, right? Har-nevo, all of those are not included in the iser because that's part of the Torah. That's part of the Torah. Says the Margolius Hashas in Sanhedrin on that Gemara. Margolius Hashas, what does he suggest? You know why? Because all of Torah, as we've quoted in the past, from the Ramban Takdama to Torah, it spells out Shmos of Shalakadosh Baruch Hu. Spells out Shem Hashem on a deeper level. See, if it's part of the Torah, it's gotta be Kadosh. So yes, it's the name of an Avodah Zarah, but if it's in the Torah, it is not a problem. Finishing up, says the Chinuch and Ohegas B'chol Makom B'chol Zman B'schar M'Kavus. This Sizer applies to men and women, and at the end he has a Chiddush. V'yover Olev Nishba B'davar B'kol Nivroim. If I swear in the name of any creation, Shiyaminu Baha Kofer Maschalim, in the name of an Avodah Zarah, Chayiv Malkus. You get Malkus. The Avavisha Ein Bo Maisa, even though there's no action, Meirov Chomer Avodah Zarah Hu, it's still the stringency of an Avodah Zarah. He quotes this from the Rambam, a big discussion in the Chinuch, in the Minchas Chinuch, in Osef Khan Aleph. The Ravid argues on this, but this is the important sheet of the Chinuch and the Rambam. One final point, if you look at the psukim that this pasuk is about, it's fascinating. First pasuk in Mishpatim has Shabbos, Sheish Yom Tasa Malacha, then you have this Isser, and the following pasuk says, Shalosh Regalim Tachog Li Bashana. So that's three psukim. Shabbos, this Isser, and then Yontif. So the Balaturim on the pasuk connects this Isser to the following. What's the connection between Avodah Zarah and Yontif? Kalam Avaza Es HaMoados Ki Lo'ovid Avodah Zarah. If you make fun of, if you don't take Yontif seriously, it's like Ovid Avodah Zarah. The Meshech Chachma does the opposite. The Meshech Chachma connects the previous Shabbos to Avodah Zarah. Quad, he says, even though the Gemara says in Shabbos that if you're Ovid Avodah Zarah, but the way you could do tshuva is by keeping Shabbos properly, but don't do that l'chadchila. If you keep Shabbos, don't think you could do Avodah Zarah. That's the connection between the two. So the Balaturim connects this mitzvah to the next pasuk, to Yontif, and the Meshech Chachma connects this pasuk to the previous pasuk to Shabbos. Okay, we'll stop here, and we will continue.